you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about now. She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout now.
She's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast episode 15. Why don't I have this prepared? No, episode 16, season 10, episode 16 of the Jen Kirkman podcast. What am I worried about being prepared? I mean, this is the thing. I don't watch these kind of podcasts, and I watch since when? Okay, I'm on a real tear right now. Every once in a while, I have a stress out that this podcast needs to be on video. And it used to be, there used to be a whole Patreon thing. You can still join Patreon. That's actually the only way you get the show in full and ad free. And plus you get episodes every week as opposed to here. But I used a whole video component and it was such a pain in the ass. It was so hard to do. It was just me, no assistant, no team. And I got the lighting and the cameras and the uploading. And I was like, what am I doing? And then I just went, the point of the podcast was the one thing I did where I didn't have to put pants on or makeup. And I don't mean makeup because I'm a woman and I feel oppressed and I want to put on the things on my face to make it pretty. It's just like anyone on camera, if they don't want to look like they've got bags under their eyes or dark circles or a blemish or just to like not shine, like you got to do some kind of makeup on your face so that it's like pleasing to look at for the camera and the bit. But it's like sometimes I just want to be unshowered. So disgusting. One time I fell into a pool and I had a black eye and I'm like, why do I have to do a video podcast right now? I wanted to set up my home to look like a podcast studio. It just, the point of a podcast was to throw on a microphone and feel like I could say anything, because after a couple of minutes, you lose all sense of that this is going out to anybody. And so you're your most candid. And when I was on camera, I felt like I was being watched because I was. And oh, I hated it. So I got rid of it. All these podcasts that are so popular, the Joe Rogan and the Whitney Cummings and other girls that wear half shirts and don't have stomach fat, and you know, the stupid guys smoking cigars and just, you know. And I go, but I don't want to do podcasts like that. And I'm not a millionaire like all those people that do those podcasts and they've got their teams. And this is what this is. This has always been this kind of punk rock podcast that you can totally support on Patreon for $3 or $5 a month. And if you don't, you're a shitty fan. Like, I'm just saying, I don't have any money. Yeah, I got $3 a month. Oh, bullshit, a bullshitter. Go to the link in the bio and sign up. Enough fucking around. Enough fucking around. Support the people you like or they go away. Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So, what was my whole rant about? I don't even know, but this is it. There's no video component. It's this. It's me into the microphone. It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. This is not my ideal time to be podcasting. I was just about to take that classic 5-minute nap. You know that promise, that just the tip promise. No one's getting a disease. No one's getting pregnant. Just the tip. No one's falling asleep for the rest of the night. Just a 5-minute nap. No, I will not do it. I have a Zoom show tonight at 10:30, and I don't even do stand-up, but this is more of a story show, and it's Beth Lapidus on Cabaret, and I love Beth. Oh, see, there's my alarm. That was going to be for my 5-minute nap that I didn't take. But I know if I fall asleep, I'll sleep through the alarm. I'll miss her show. She'll think I'm a flake. And then, you know, so I'm going to tell a story on the show, but the story I'm telling is a story I'm going to tell on this podcast, but it'll be on the Patreon version. So anyway, my point is that's why I'm yawning because this is bedtime, y'all, but the show is being hosted in LA time. So 7:30 PM, I'm on the East Coast. So I've got to stay up for another hour and a half to do my story on there. And then hopefully I'll put my head on the pillow around 11. But that's not even what my point is. So what am I going to talk about this week on the podcast? Well, I have a bunch of things I want to talk about. Sometimes it takes me a while to get to my point, so I might have topics that carry over. But I do want to talk about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian's breakup, even though this isn't really that kind of podcast. I mean, I talk about dumb pop culture stuff sometimes if I have a passion about it. And I weirdly have a passion about Kim and Pete because he's a male comedian. And you know, I always have opinions on that. Dane Cook married his longtime love. She's 23. He's 50. And then in the Patreon version, I'm going to talk about one of the famous comedy sexual assaulters who has a fake account, allegedly, Chris D'Elia. But I know what it is because allegedly, one of his victims allegedly contacted me and allegedly I saw things and I know what his fake account is and I followed it and I think I scared the shit out of him. I'll tell you that story on the Patreon only. You join up at $3 a month, you're going to get that story. I may be talking a little bit about monkeypox, polio. New York City has sent out a team of cops to find sharks in the ocean and the story about my wolf cut, which is a haircut, but it was a whole journey, and how I thought I had COVID last week. Okay, not based on symptoms, based on a test that basically said I had COVID. Okay, so let's begin. I'll give you my thoughts on Pete Davidson. Now, him and Kim broke up. I didn't really like go too deep into it. I just saw some headlines. You know, gossip magazine has their Twitter account. I read the headline, they broke up after 9 months. And then I read the tweet thread about it. Didn't even click into the article. Who has the time? But the gist of it was that they were always traveling separately. They're so busy, so famous. Their schedules weren't always compatible, and they just didn't see each other enough. And so they broke up. Now, listen. If you love someone enough, you'll make it work. I've been in relationships. I'm not in one now. And I'll tell you this. If you love someone enough, you will make it work. But if only one of you loves someone enough to make it work, then it's not going to work. I've been the one that loved someone enough to make any crazy situation work and wasn't loved enough back. I've had people love me enough to make any crazy situation work, and I didn't love them enough back. You got to have both people loving at the same time. Now, I'm thinking, was their chemistry, was their connection mainly their chemistry and their sex? And so without that, what did they have? Are they on the phone just like, so how was your day? And she's like, it was good. I mean, you can just watch it on the Kardashians. Do you watch that? And Pete's like, no, I mean, I don't have to because I'm like hanging with you. And she's like, yeah, it's just easier if you just watch that instead of like me having to repeat it. So what are you up to? How's your dick? And he's like, it's fine right now. I'm just, you know, just like backstage waiting to go on stage. So I'm not really thinking about my dick. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll let you go.
Okay.
Talk to you later. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship was.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But I will say, I know I sound like an idiot. How could I say what I'm about to say? I thought they were going to last. Now, why? I've been on Earth for a long time, decades. I'm going to be 48 in a few weeks. I'm smarter than this. You don't even know. You can be 8 and know they're probably not going to work out. But let me just say one thing. The fact that you might have thought, well, they're never going to work out. You might think you're better than them, right? Oh, they're never going to work out. Well, let me tell you this. Not every relationship is meant to go forever. And not everyone is meant to be in one big long-term relationship. They might just be the type of people who need different stimulation, and I don't mean that in a dirty way, where they need someone new every year. They always say that like the natural chemistry wears off in about a year, that chemistry that makes you make all kinds of fool decisions. You get married in the first year, let's get pregnant in the first year, let's move long distance for each other in the first year, whatever. And then a lot of times that chemistry dies. And then you make the choice. Do we choose to love one another? And the chemistry will come and go over the years. If you have had the initial chemistry, you usually can keep reigniting it over the years if there is something deeper. But if you're not going deeper, you're not interested in it, maybe you're not programmed that way, everyone's different, you might just be a serial monogamous, you know, things last about 9 months to 12 to 14 months. Maybe that's them. And maybe it's like, look, my life's so big. I'm Kim Kardashian. I'm a billionaire. I've already had my husbands. I've already had the fathers of my children. And I'm just looking for fun until, you know, all my body falls off. All of the body parts I had sewn on until they fall off from natural causes. I just want to have some fun. And I want to meet new people for every phase of life. And, you know, I'm all for that. I feel like that's what I would be like if I weren't currently going through like a dead inside period. Not dead inside completely, just towards romance right now. I mean, there's, first of all, 19 pandemics going on at once. When are you going to live your life? Listen, ain't nobody worth getting monkeypox for. Ain't nobody worth getting COVID for. See, I'm not in love right now. So anyone I meet is going to be some, you know, first couple dates or a hookup or something. And nothing is worse. Nothing is worse. It's true. But nothing is worth getting a respiratory virus for, which is also a neurological virus, before that super booster comes out in September. Maybe after that, we'll take a look at things. And I got to see where the monkeypox is at. But I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, get me out of the house. I mean, I'm going out of the house often, every day, in fact, to work, to social events. But I'm saying, I'm not jonesing over here for romance or sex right now. I'm just not. So I'm enjoying whatever freedom that gives me. Freedom of drama, freedom of obsession, freedom of just time. Not that there would be drama or obsession, but just, you know, these are things that could happen, right? But just freedom of time. It's a trade-off. It's like, oh, there's like awesome stuff about dating and all that kind of stuff. But I've been there many times, decades, and I'll get there again, just not right now. So my point is, but I don't like when I'm back out there, if it happens, it happens, but I'm not going out there with the intention of, gotta meet that person, I'll lock them down in my late 40s, and we're gonna stay together till we're in our 80s. Because to be honest, the freedom I felt in my 40s has been like nothing else. And I think we only think of ourselves when we think about like, let's get someone, especially if you're doing it later in life, to spend your life with. And it's going to be scary when you're a senior citizen, you want someone with you, but then you're going to have another senior citizen with you. And I know you're in love. They don't seem like a senior citizen. Like, I get it. I've been in love. And I thought about the future with these people as senior citizens, and it seemed lovely. But as you're closer to that, it becomes less of a priority. Does that make sense? So I'm just, hey, we'll see where this goes, right? And my life is not as big and exciting as Pete's or Kim's. You go, Jen, no, come on. It is. You're doing a podcast at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. That is big. That's exciting. That's just like going to the Met Gala in Marilyn Monroe's dress. That is, Jen.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But I know all you people that are, look down on them. Oh, I knew they wouldn't make it work. They're not like me and my blah, blah, long time, blah, blah. It's like, look, maybe they're different people. Maybe they're different people than you. But I don't know why they broke up. I'm going to say, I can't tell. I can't tell who did what. Who knows? Is it my business? Probably not. But should Pete have gotten the tattoos of Kim's children on his body? I mean, I don't think so. I think that would be weird even if they lasted for the rest of his life and he became their father. But see, I feel like those tattoos were less about his commitment to Kim and his love of her children than it was more about like kind of this move towards Kanye, you know, kind of this... F you to Kanye, who was getting a little possessive of Kim and acting a little kookadook. But yeah, I don't think we need to tattoo names of children. I mean, Angelina Jolie has her children's names tattooed on her, and that's fine because they're her children. I don't know if you need to put your girlfriend of a few months' children tattooed on your body. So he made me a little impulsive. So when you do something like that, you go, hey, I can't totally take seriously what these people might be up to. I don't know if they realize that this probably won't last. But the reason I thought they were going to last is because it seemed like Kim was at a point in her life where she just needed some goddamn fun. And he seems like fun. He also seems like a lot like drama, trauma. You know, he's doing his things. He's staying sober. He's got some problems. But I just felt like, you know, like she's got a big family. She's got people to help. Like she's got money. Not that she's like paying for his therapy. He's got money. I just felt like she'd be like pretty highly tolerant of some insanity. She's been there before. But honestly, maybe she never worked through that. And a lot of times we will repeat a pattern hoping to fix it in the next iteration. So if he does have some mental illness that's like similar or just whatevs, similar to Kanye, then Kim might be like, oh no, oh God, I've been here before. And she might have been really sad about having to break it off with him. And maybe that happened. But either way, I did think it would last longer than 9 months. If you'd ask me, I'd say 2 years. I know that seems crazy long for him. And you're maybe like, Jen, I don't fucking know any of these people or any of their patterns. Why do you? I don't know. I actually don't know why I know. I just do. But here's the thing. Pete Davidson. Now, listen, God bless him. I wish him all the luck in the world. I don't think he's untalented or undeserving of anything. It's just like, for me, I'm not like, oh my God, he's so funny, I can't take it. I'm rolling in the aisles. But again, I'm not like a huge comedy fan. And I think he's like way younger than me. He's like old enough to be my son if I had a kid in my early 20s or maybe at 20. And so his jokes aren't for me. Now, I've seen him live and I found him entertaining and like fun, and like I wasn't having a bad time. It's just for me, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's the comedy I'm seeking out. So my point is, though, if you're a male comedian or a fan of male comedians, like there's a world where you could honestly take a look at yourself and be like, I am funnier than Pete. Or as funny. Or he's no funnier than me. Why is he so famous? But what these male comics hate and what these fans of the rapist and sexual assaulter male comedians hate is that here's this guy who's like a player. He probably has a large penis. And women are throwing themselves at him, and he's not like traditionally handsome. I totally get his appeal. He's not for me, but I get his appeal. And dudes just can't figure it out. They're just like, ugh. And usually players like that are like bad people. And so far, so good on him not being like a bad person to women. And so they're like, okay, he gets more women than I do. He might have a big penis. He's not as funny as me, or he's just as equally funny as me. Or I don't get it. And it's like, dudes, he's got a tattoo of Hillary Clinton on his leg because his dad died in 9/11. He was a firefighter, and Hillary was the senator for New York, and she did a lot to help survivors and to help people who were working down there, who were, you know, trying to put things back together. So he really loves her. That's what most male comedians are. Not Hillary Clinton fanatics. They're like Bernie guys or they're Trump guys. So that, like, these guys already hate that. And then they hate that, like, he gets like really hot famous women. But what they don't get is he dates older women, not so much older that it's like, oh, he's got a mommy complex, but older women or age appropriate. They may be like a couple years older in their 20s. They may be in their 30s, couple women in their 40s. He loves a divorcee, probably knows how to treat him. Girl, you need some fun. Your ex-husband's acting wild. You got kids, let's go out. And these guys, they don't understand. They don't have his money. They don't have his swagger. And they're like, this loser, he's in rehab. He's got mental health problems. Hillary Clinton tattoo on his leg. And it's like, dudes, this guy, comedy world, I wish Pete was like a little funnier, but you got a guy that doesn't date teenagers. You got it. And if he did, it wouldn't be that crazy since he's not that much older. But he doesn't. He still doesn't. So I don't know. I'm always rooting for the kid. I will never, ever say again that a male comedian is a good person, and I know nothing about him. But he also hates Louis C.K. He makes fun of Louis C.K. in one of his stand-up specials. So we got hates Louis C.K., isn't afraid to make fun of him, dates older women, Hillary Clinton tattoo. That does not compute to male comedians who are of the faux-gressive or the oppressive right, who hate Hillary, who hate older women, and who love Louis C.K., or at the very least are too afraid to say his name in a negative way. He's the hero you get. No, he's the hero you may not want, but that you need. Okay. I don't know what that meant. Continuing the hot goss on the Patreon, please join. Click the link in the bio, and on the other side, you're going to hear me talk about the stuff I said we're going to talk about.